is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The Teamsters. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Teamsters. Hartford, Connecticut. The Teamsters. This is a very powerful and important union, and we have good news about the Teamsters and the UPS. Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post is here to report that good news, because it is my interpretation of the news that once Selena wrote about this contract dispute and recommended that other players stay out and let the Teamsters and the UPS negotiate, that was the moment that settlement became possible. Congratulations, Selena. How did you do it?
Right. Like, I have any power. I believe that it was very smart on the Teamsters boss to send that warning shot out to the White House, as in case people do not remember, the government, Biden, got involved in the railway potential strike around Christmas time of last year. And that has led to a lot of bitterness from the railway workers towards the White House. One of their biggest issues was rail safety. And within a month after the Biden administration stepping in and stopping the strike and the workers not getting the safety concerns addressed in their negotiations, there was, as we all know, that devastating train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. So I think that safety is one of the things that was important to the Teamsters. Also addressing, there's a two-tiered system in payment towards workers, which creates a lot of resentment between each, you know, between the workers themselves. And all those issues were addressed by UPS, and the Teamsters basically got everything that they asked for.
Sean O'Brien. You quote Sean O'Brien in a call. He's the president of the Teamsters. And he had me when he said, my neighborhood where I grew up in Boston. I stopped reading at that point. I knew what was coming. What was his recommendation to the White House? I mean, to the negotiators. How did he contribute?
He said, just keep on walking, Biden administration. Walk past the argument. We'll be able to settle it without your interference. And his message was loud and clear. And it was very, very smart. O'Brien is a colorful character in the tradition of Teamster bosses. And so I thought it was an appropriate position for him to take.
Anytime I hear that my neighborhood in Boston stuff, I defer to the wisdom of what follows. So we move from the wisdom of Boston, Massachusetts, and the Teamsters to the puzzlement of Harrisburg. This is the capital of the state of Pennsylvania. Selena and I are keen on it. We're Keystoners from birth, Selena to the west and me to the east. And Harrisburg is in between, but right now in between. I've lost count, Selena, how many times the majority has flipped in these last days. How does this happen? Is there someone in charge of Pennsylvania that insists that there must be no dominant side?
Well, you know, voters subconsciously always want to check on power, even when they don't think they're doing it deliberately. Just to recap, because this has gone back and forth so many times. In November, the Republicans lost a record number of House seats, but they still had clung to the majority by 3 seats. However, there were 3 seats vacated by Democrats who won higher offices, including the lieutenant governor and now Congresswoman Summer Lee, who represents Pittsburgh. So the state House went into session with Republicans in power. A month later, the Republicans lost power because all of those districts where there were special elections were very Democrat districts. So then the Democrats had a one-person majority. And then that changed a month after that when one of the state reps got embroiled in a sexual misconduct case and he resigned. And so then it was back, then it was a tie. And then Republicans did try to win that seat in a special election, but did not. And so the Democrats went back to a one-person majority. Now, Sarah Namorado, who is running for county executive here in the Pittsburgh area, resigned her seat. She's a Democrat. So now it's a tie again.
I'm exhausted. There's a budget. Now, Josh Shapiro is the governor. He's entertained by this. He understands the ways of Harrisburg. But there's a stalemate in the budget. Is that because there is no clear majority and it goes back and forth, or are there other causes?
The stalemate in the budget is caused by school voucher system. Republicans support it. They have the majority in the Senate. The governor supports it. However, House Democrats do not. And so they voted against the school voucher provision in the state budget. And the Senate, led by Kim Ward out of Westmoreland County, said, whoa, wait a minute, Governor. You said this was going to happen. You need to fix this. And she held the final paperwork for him to sign the budget. Now, we shall see what, if anything, comes of that. Will she be able to force him to go on and go back to the House Democrats and get some sort of voucher system? I don't know. I'm doubtful. The teachers union in Pennsylvania is very powerful. It's one of the biggest contributors to Democrats who run for state office. So it's doubtful. I think Josh Shapiro's great abilities are his abilities to govern. Working with state legislatures has not always been his greatest talent. He was a state legislator, so those kinds of negotiations are not his strongest suit.
Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, reporting on the Keystone State. Purples, 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 divided, divided, divided. We're headed to Philadelphia. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.